Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, November 12th, 2020, and today, this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book, and we are starting the chapter, There is a Solution, yay! We're on page 17, reading paragraph 1, which begins with, We of Alcoholics Anonymous. Today's readers are Mary G. for the 12 Steps, Audrey M. P. for the 12 Traditions, Mo H. and Dion R. Jody E. will greet our newcomers at the end of the meeting, and then Robin P. will close us out with some important announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Wednesday, November 11th, is 15760. That's 15,760. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for November 12th is 15772. That's 15,772. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mary G. to please read the 12 steps.
Thank you, Elaine. This is Mary G. from Mesa, Arizona, a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you, Mary G. Excuse me. And I will now ask Audrey M. P. to please read the 12 traditions.
Okie doke. Audrey M. P., a grateful recovering compulsive overeater and recovered bulimic from. These are the 12 traditions. The 12 traditions of OA. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. felt.
Audrey, you're breaking up just a little bit. I wonder if there's any way you could adjust your microphone or something.
Can I be heard?
Yeah, thank you. Great now. Thank you.
Okay. I had to take off my headset. I'm trying to be kind to my neighbors. Okay. Away membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And a pass. Thank you for allowing me to be of service.
Thank you for being of service, Audrey MP. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only, please. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter There is a Solution, and we are on page 17, reading the first paragraph, and I will ask Mo H. to please read and comment on that for us.
Did you call on me? I was pressing the star 1.
Thank you, Lane.
All right. Good morning. My name is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Walnut Creek, California. Okay, chapter 2, There is a Solution. We of Alcoholics Anonymous know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. So here we go. I started timing myself. Okay. So, wow. Well, let's start with the title. There is a solution. So if there's a solution, then there must be a problem, number one. And number two, it's only one solution. It's not many solutions. There is one solution to this disease. And it took me years to find that one solution, even in OA, which is in this Big Book. And we have been prepared by the doctor's opinion and Bill's story. Now, this chapter is also going to be about step one again. Doctor's opinion talks to us about the allergy of the body and the phenomenon of craving. And Bill tells us in his chapter is his story. So now we're going to get a little bit deeper. So it says we of Alcoholics Anonymous or Overeaters Anonymous. So we, not me, not I, not myself alone. You know, when I went on diets, it was me by myself. No, we do this together. I reach out to you when I need help. You reach out to me. I reach out to you when I feel good. I reach out to you when I don't feel good. I reach out to you to do 10 steps. And then it says, we're thousands of men and women who once were just as hopeless as Bill. Yes, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. And nearly all have recovered. There's a promise. Recovered. So what does that word mean? I remember when I first heard it on this phone meeting, I had never heard it before in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous. And I first heard it on this meeting, and I said to my sponsor, why are they saying they're recovered? Because we always said recovering, compulsive overeater. For her, what recovered meant was we've worked all the 12 steps. We have neutrality around the food, and we are working 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis, giving service where service, you know, is needed. And this last sentence, I mean, this paragraph, just what is it, a couple sentences here? They have solved the drink problem. So if I follow the directions that are written in this book specifically, then my problem will be solved. And 5 years ago right now, I found this meeting, and I'm telling you, it changed my life. So if you're struggling, if you're new, stay here, listen on the phone lines, and there always is someone to help you. With that, I'll pass, Elaine. Thank you.
Awesome, Mo H. Awesome, awesome. Well, look forward to hearing from more of you, and we really value your experience, but we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday, you're welcome to press star one to unmute, give me your name and first initial, and we'll start a lineup.
Nomi S.
Kara L.
Nomi S. Kara L.
Barbara E.
Barbara E. I hear a baby, but I didn't quite hear
her name.
That's
not mine. That's not mine. I passed that.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Nancy L.
Nancy L.
Adriana T.
Adriana P. Okay, let's start there right now. And, okay, so I've got Nomi S., Kara L., Barbara E., Kathleen O., Nancy L., Deidrana. You're going to have to correct me on that one, so sorry. And so we'll start out with Nomi S., please correct me again, followed by Kara L. Please go ahead. Naomi, star one to unmute. Naomi, star one to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Hear you. Ah, now we hear you. Yay, please
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. Sorry. Naomi S., recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. First time speaking in this meeting. But long-time caller. And I just wanted to say that this first paragraph here just really represents the hope I heard in the people that I have been listening to for a couple years now here in this meeting. And it's essentially the hope that pushed me to and through God to reach out to someone to sponsor me and to pull me through to help me through the 12 steps. And and now I'm living in my recovered life every day, doing 10, 11, and 12 as we're supposed to, and I'm just so grateful for it. And I remember how hopeless I felt, but hearing what was going on in these meetings, the hope that was conveyed in these meetings, and also speaking to people on a one-on-one basis, listening, you know, having direct conversations with some of you, was really just, you know, it's God working through you guys to really encourage those, you know, to encourage me when I was really suffering. And it's that same hope that's going to continue to encourage people as they call in and seek their recovery. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nomi S., and also for the grace and pronunciation of your name. Very sorry about that. Okay, Kara L., you're up next, followed by Barbara E.
Good morning. My name is Kara L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Hello, my fellows today. It's so nice to be here with you. Oh, helps me breathe, you know, to kick off my morning in fellowship and in study. And starting one of my favorite chapters. Actually, when we begin each chapter, I could probably say starting one of my favorite chapters. I didn't used to identify really with this chapter. It was something just to read and get through. And today, like I've heard said already, it's the hope. You know, that just there is a solution. And it's not my solution, by the way. Not anything I thought of myself that I could carry out by myself. It is something that I absolutely needed my higher power to help me with, to give me an armor towards those mental blank spots in my life. And we're going to read about that in this chapter, which is so exciting, you know, is like an explanation of like, if I already know, you know, certain foods are alcoholic for me, why do I keep going back to them? And we get a study about that in the upcoming weeks. And that's really exciting. And the solution to that, you know, the solution today of things I can't solve for myself, but I always thought I could, you know, having a higher power do for me what I cannot do for myself. And it's exciting to be able to go into this chapter because it's where I get to know myself a little better. And it's where I get to see the solution more. And it's where the hope fills my chest, you know. Many women, thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. That's an incredible thought. That today, it just moving me forward in my day, knowing that I have a higher power and that there is a solution and that there's so many other fellows who have found the solution. And we're willing to be of service to other people because we want to share what we have. That's a beautiful thing today, and I'm ever so grateful for that. I'm grateful for this meeting, and I'm grateful for all of you, and I look forward to hearing from everybody. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kara L. Barbara E., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Kathleen O.
This is such a beautiful meeting. Oh, my God. I am so grateful for it. My name is indeed Barbara E. I'm from the state of confusion, meaning New Jersey, and it's raining out today. But because I'm here with you, my peeps, my brothers and sisters from another mother, the sun is shining wherever I go. And I know I tried so many different schemes to get rid, divested of this food that was killing me, and they never worked. Something was missing. I did it 9 times, gained and lost over 100 pounds. And that was 23 years ago. But 23 years ago, I stumbled into this meeting and I found something that I didn't think I'd ever find again. And that was hope. And I found people who said, "Welcome home, Barbara. You're with us. You're one of us. We're here for you till you love yourself." And I believe that there aren't any compulsive overeaters who really do not want to be free of the consequences of their disease, though I may be wrong. But no one wants to suffer the effects of obesity and be an enslavement to food. I know I was a size 24, 23 years ago, with washcloths wrapped around my thighs to keep them from rubbing raw. I lost that 130 pounds, and through the grace of a God that I didn't believe in, I call him Gus, the guy upstairs. I did find the solution. I read the book the first time, and I learned the steps. But I had to read it again until I started to live the steps. And for me, that's the difference, because in Overeaters Anonymous, no one is asking me to give up the food and go out and try to make it like a normal eater. Instead, they give me the one solution OA has, the 12-step program of recovery. Step one administers the first dose of truth. I'm powerless over food. God knows I tried. And step two and step three tell me what to do about that powerlessness today. So for just today, I surrender my crutch of food to this power, Gus, greater than myself, and to you, because I couldn't do it without you. I need your calls. I need to make your phone calls. After each meal, I'll call someone from the meeting and say, I'm making you my breakfast dessert, my lunch dessert, my dinner dessert, because
Central
I need
reminder.
You. Thank you so much. I pass. God bless.
Thank you very much, Barbara E. Kathleen O., you're up next, followed by Nancy L.
Thank you. Good morning, Elaine. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. So there is a solution. Well, that got my attention when I read it for the first time many years ago. And what is the solution? It's surrendering to a power greater than me, because I lacked the power to stop once I started eating foods that triggered my allergy of the body. You know, I lacked power to stop the obsession of the mind once I started eating. And I was always a volume eater, which I believe was mandated by genetics. So the problem wasn't my volume eating, which I always thought it was. The problem wasn't my food, which I always thought it was. It was my lack of power. I'm powerless when it comes to food and being able to control what and how much I eat. And there is a solution, one solution. And there's a way of resolving this difficulty, you know. It's an answer to this enigma, this puzzle. Nearly all have recovered. So they're telling us that nearly thousands of men and women recovered from this hopeless state of mind and body. They're telling us that, seriously? I mean, that is very promising and gave me hope if thousands of people could recover from this. And they have solved the drink problem. You know, the problem is solved by cleaning house and helping others. And the steps changed me. They brought recovery, steps 10, 11, and 12. When we live those steps daily, our mind will not tell us to go back to the food because we're recovered. And how do I know I'm recovered? Because not only do I not want my trigger foods, but I'm no longer fighting anyone or anything. And when something bothers me or something is out of my control, I identify that resentment or fear. I do a 10 step, I go to God, and I help others. And only then can I experience true happiness. You know, the one thing I wanted to mention on the food, my first sponsor, when I was first getting started, said to think of, because for being a volume eater, the scale is what works for me. And she said to me to think of the scale as God's hand. And I used to think of that. It's like I'm getting exactly what I need. I eat it, I nourish my body, and I can get so much more done during the day. There is a solution, and we can all find it. And I pass. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you very much, Kathleen O. Nancy L., you're up next, followed by Deidreana P. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. We'll find out. Please go ahead, Nancy L. Star one to unmute, Nancy.
Okay, can I be heard now?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I was sitting here just talking to me. I just wanted to say thank you for your service here and for everybody sharing this morning. It's meant so much to me. I've been in this program for 6 years, and I've done one thing right, even though I've had lots of relapse time. I kept coming back because I believed that the miracle would happen. And I do have 10 months of clean eating and weighing a healthy weight. And I heard this morning something that's just clarified something for me, because when I started listening to Vision, I heard people saying they were recovered. And I thought, how can you be recovered from a disease that's in an allergy in the body and of an obsession of the mind? Because I still know I have the disease. But then when I heard someone say they've worked the 12 steps and living every day doing step 10, 11, and 12, and for me, that clarified what recovered means. Yes, I'm recovered. I've worked the 12 steps, and I'm living daily in the 10, 11, and 12 steps. But I still have, there's another term that I don't understand, or I haven't arrived there yet. Neutrality of the food. I don't have neutrality of the food, because I know if I pick up one of my foods that I still have that allergy toward it. So maybe someday I'll have neutrality of food, but today I don't feel like I do, or maybe today I don't understand what neutrality of with the food means. So whatever it is, I turn that over to the God of my understanding and say, if I don't have it, maybe someday I will. If I don't understand it, maybe someday I will. But today I'm very grateful for working toward my 11th month of abstinence. And I'm very grateful for my program. I'm very grateful for everybody on a Vision for You line. And so that's all I have to share today. Some of my clarity and some of my confusion. So thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Nancy L. Deidreanna P. is up next, and she'll correct me on the pronunciation of her name. And then after that, we'll take some more shares on page 17, the chapter 2, there is a solution, paragraph 1. So, Deidreanna, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Adriana T. Thank you so much for your service and for everyone being here. I typically don't get to make this meeting because I'm usually at work, but since I'm working from home today, I have a little more flexibility. But I really wanted to share on this because this paragraph is so, kind of what I needed to hear, and just like I'm so grateful for the program today and that there is a solution. And up until about 5 days ago, I was living in half of the solution. I had got a sponsor in a different OA group in December of last year, and I had worked the steps and, released 50 pounds and was feeling really good. And I wasn't entirely abstinent, though, and that kind of caught up with me, and I was wondering why I was still having cravings and not really having as much clarity as I would like to have. And, I really am grateful I reached out to someone from Vision and just kind of laid it out there, like, look, this is where I've been, and this is what I've been doing with my program, and something doesn't feel right. And they were just really so loving and helpful and offered to be my food sponsor. And I had a plan from a dietitian, so it was easy to kind of jump into abstinence. So, the last 5 days have been like, just like I don't know, this like parting of the Red Seas is just kind of amazing. Like, I didn't realize how much clarity and things and just less moodiness and just, you know, the difference 5 days would make. And so I'm really kind of just floating on this pink cloud right now. But, you know, I'm grateful that I have done like the spiritual work of the program and, you know, obviously have to continue doing that to maintain my sobriety or abstinence. But I'm really grateful that things have finally clicked and I've got that second part. And now I'm kind of like an entire abstinence thumper, you know, not just a big book thumper, but so it's going to be interesting how, you know, my program transforms and changes. And so I'm really grateful to be here, and I'll pass with that. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Adriana B. Adriana P. Okay, so we value your experience. We do ask that you limit your shares every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And if you'd like to share, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know.
Doreta
Lisa B.
B. Noel.
I heard Lisa B. Joel B. Or Noel. Noel.
Noel.
Doreta. Oh, thank you.
Margot P.
Margot P.
And Carol A.
Carol.
Yes. Sherry K. B.
And Sherry K. B.
Doreta P.
Okay. I think we may not have time for everybody that I've taken their names down, so I'm going to forewarn you that, and I didn't get all of the initials. Okay, Lisa B., Noel E., Margot P., Annabelle, Carol A., I think it was, Sherry K. B., and Doreta P., and so that may be more than we have time for, but we'll keep you posted as we go. Lisa B., please go ahead, and you're followed by Noel E.
Hi, my name is Lisa B. from Southern Mid, Michigan. I so love this meeting and that reading in particular. To feel a part of the hope and joy from this chapter, knowing that there's a solution. I can never give back what's been so freely given to me by sponsors and others, fellows. And if I could have done it by myself, I would have done it by myself. I know in the beginning of my journey in OA, it was a struggle for sure about everything. And even though I felt like I was doing what I was supposed to do, I still didn't have the food neutrality for a long time. And I still don't have it all the way, though I am and have been abstinent. I have done all 12 steps, but I've struggled with the food neutrality. I work someplace where there's a lot of food in front of me at all times. And sometimes I marvel at the fact that I feel food neutral, and other times I don't feel that way so much. But I keep doing what I need to do and what you've told me to do and sharing about it and things like that, and going to my God with everything that I can think of, any problem, anything. So thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lisa B. Noel E., please go ahead, and you'll be followed by Margot P.
Hi, this is Noel E. from Louisiana. I'm in recovery. I'm a compulsive overeater, and my sponsor has asked me to start sharing, so I'm grateful for everybody's service on this line. It's hard to describe how hopeful this meeting and this program has been. But I have three small children under 5, and the buzzword in my life at the beginning of, you know, this pandemic was decision fatigue. I had decision fatigue over what to do for small children and, you know, what to do with all of us in the house. And reading this paragraph and this chapter was like, you know, so hopeful in that it's like, oh, gosh, these decisions aren't up to me. You know, like I have my higher power who will, whose will is all I have to, you know, all I have to put my energy towards. He will lead me, and it's not down to me. And it's really like, I don't know, powerful, the journey I've been on this year, and it only continues to be more hopeful. And one major reason for that are, you know, is the people I've found in this program, connecting with my fellows, and the special editions on this, on Vision. I mean, every time I get to listen to someone new or listen to someone I've heard before, and even connect with, you know, that incredible person who's shared so generously, it's just like the hope compounds to where you just feel filled. So I'm grateful, and my higher power has blessed me in such a way to lead me here. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Noelle E. Margo P., you're up next, followed by Annabelle. Please go ahead, Margo P.
This is Margo P. from Compulsive Overeater, Florida. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for doing the service. In this chapter, understanding there is a solution, that's the beginning of the title. You know, in understanding this, the big book, and understanding the doctor's opinion, you know, and so under this understanding the allergy of the phenomenal disease, I didn't understand what that meant at the beginning of my stages in the Vision for You. But in the regular meetings that I would go to as a compulsive eater, we would share, people would talk about it, but there was a solution, but never focus on the big book. And for me coming into the Vision, and I hear keep coming back also, and knowing that I had many relapses in my time, you know, and so, and today I'm still abstinent for one day at a time, and I still have a sponsor. But when I had to ask someone, what does recover mean? You know, I thought that recover means you got healed already from this disease, but it's not that. And understanding that has to do with the steps and the state and the daily inventory. So I began to get it little by little, and I can relate with Dr. Bill, how, you know, how hopeless he was. Men and women were hopeless, and I was hopeless at that time. And for today, I just continue working the program, knowing that I have this disease and understanding the allergy, knowing that I'm powerless over sugar and flour or certain foods that I cannot have. And so this gives me the opportunity that there is a solution, knowing that I cannot do it alone, and I have to be working in the Vision, coming back. So I'll pass. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Margo P. Annabelle, you're up next. Will you please give us the first initial of your last name before you share? And you'll be followed by Carol A. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Annabelle Z, and I'm a compulsive overeater. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Great. Thank you.
Great. Hi, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for the reader for reading the chapter, the paragraph. I have just over a month of abstinence, and the thing that really struck me is when someone said complete abstinence. And, you know, I've been in and out of OA, mostly out, since I was 24 years old when I first discovered OA, and I'm 50 now. And I have never been abstinent, and I've never worked the steps. I mean, like, really worked the steps Vision style, like as in the big book and doing the work and doing every single thing. Like, back, I never got a sponsor in LA before. It was like I'd sort of show up and I didn't do the work. And so it's hard. It's really hard. But it's it hasn't been as hard as I thought it would be. Does that make sense? Like, I was so afraid of letting go of food. I mean, I was in such denial that I had to let go of the food, first of all. And then secondly, I was so afraid of letting go of the food and then never being able to go back to it again. I just couldn't imagine a life of freedom and how good the life of freedom would feel. I finished my steps 5, 6, and 7 on Tuesday with my sponsor. And I felt good. It was really good. And I went back and went to the big book. And she always gives me a lot of podcasts from Sunday morning, a special edition. And excuse me, all the stuff I have to do and read and write. And like, I do it. And, you know, I work full time and I got two kids and I'm in another 12-step program and I got sponsees and I'm busy, but like, that's all I do is program. Like, I don't sit down and watch the news anymore. And frankly, I don't clean my house anymore either, but that's another thing. But I just have focused on my OA recovery and the steps. And yesterday I went to work. You know, I did my morning meditation. I did my reading. I listened in on this podcast and or this meeting. And my whole day, I was a different person. I was a different person. And so I'm going to talk about a miracle. And I know that I'm not halfway through the ninth step yet, but I absolutely know that I'm already changed spiritually to where I know that I will be recovered. I will be recovered from a hopeless state of mind. And I feel like I'm already recovering from a hopeless state of mind and body. I've already lost several pounds since I started. But more importantly is I'm not crazy about the food. And yesterday was the first day I was genuinely kind to people. Like I really cared more about them than myself. And I didn't even think about food, like once. And that was a first.
Gentle reminder.
5 weeks. So thank you so much for being there. Thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Annabelle Z. Carol A., you're up next, followed by Sherry K.D.
Hi, this is Carol A., normally in Los Angeles on a cross-country road trip and finally arriving in New York about 48 hours ago. So I can listen to Vision live. I listened this morning and right now. So a long-time listener, first-time talker, and I finished the steps last night with my sponsor. And what a beautiful paragraph to wake up and read today. We have Alcoholics Anonymous know thousands of men and women who are once just as hopeless as Bill. I don't know if I know thousands, but I definitely know dozens, and nearly all have recovered. All the ones in these big book studies that study the book the way Bill and Bob intended are recovered. And it's funny because early on in working the steps, I remember thinking, oh, I feel like I'm over the food, but I don't want to get too cocky. Like, I'm scared to say that. I'll tell you right now, I'm a recovered compulsive eater. I'm about as sane and healthy as I've been in a long time. And I came in crying. And half the time I worked the steps, I was convinced that I was the person who couldn't be honest, that I was that one person, that tiny percentage that couldn't recover. And slowly, slowly, that thought has gone away. And I would just say to any other newcomers, I came in just sobbing, please help me stop eating, you know, and I felt so pathetic because, you know, junk food kicked my arse, like kicked it into the ground. And I was so helpless over food and it felt so pathetic. And I have that food neutrality now. I don't want it. I'm making food for people. I recovered in a pandemic while adopting a baby. I have family members dying of diseases. I have family members who are spiraling out of control and probably need some program. There's all sorts of stuff going on around me. I'm driving across the country during an election. I stopped in Ohio and I went to Dr. Bob's house. And boy, what a beautiful spiritual experience that was. And now I just Googled it and I'm about 57 minutes from Bill's house. And guess where I'm going to go this week? I'm going to go to Bill's house. So I don't know. I just wanted to speak up because I've never spoken up in these meetings because I'm so scared. There's so many awesome recovered people here. And I'm just going to stand on all your shoulders this morning, say thanks to everyone. There's a lot of people out there listening right now who aren't talking, and they're literally soaking up like a sponge every word you guys say, just like I was. I was in California, so I'm listening to the recordings. I couldn't call in live. I got a baby. Sometimes I could, but it was just time-wise very difficult for me. And I only wish you guys had some meetings later in the day for those of us on the West Coast. But guess what? You can recover even if you're listening to the recording of my voice right now. You just work those steps like your sponsor's telling you. You do everything she or he tells you to do and more. They say do 2 outreach calls. Do 4. Call the newcomers. Get on the phone. If you've got 5 days of abstinence, you got 5 days more than someone else. They talk right away in this big book about getting into 12-step, helping other people. You got 1 day of abstinence, you got more than somebody else. You go share to them that they can get 1 day too, and that's going to help you get 2 days. So all I have to say is I know, thank you, dozens of people who have recovered personally, and you can recover. You will. Buckle up. Get ready. Work those steps. Get a sponsor. It's awesome. Get to the other side. You'll be so happy. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, Carol A. Okay, Dorita P. Sherry Kippy would love to give you her position first. So, Dorita P., will you please share? And the time left, we will share with Sherry KB.
Yes, thank you. My name is Dorita P. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, Sherry KB. I'm just really grateful to be here. It's a privilege and honor to be at a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Everybody do not get this opportunity for whatever reason, so I'm really grateful I have a seat here. Yes, there is a solution. Almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings, which the process requires for its successful transformation. So, yeah, that is the solution. And we'll hear about that later on in the chapter. When I came here, you know, there is a solution chapter was offered me hope. I came in about 20 years ago, and I was almost 300 pounds, and I lost over 100 pounds, and I just want to just touch on neutrality. And so I'm here in the bed. I'm on the East Coast, so it's after 10 o'clock on the East Coast. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, where Dr. Bob's house is 45 minutes away from me. And I'm in bed, and I've been in bed all morning. And so years ago, my first thought when I would open my eyes, my first thought was, well, what do I have left in the house from last night to eat? And then I got up right away to eat that. But like I said, I've been in the bed for, I guess, a couple hours at least. And, you know, I'm getting hungry, but I mean, and I will eat, but it's not a priority for me. Not high on the list. You know, my priority, you know, it was something to attend. So my priority was getting to this phone meeting that I haven't been to in a long, long time. So I'm really grateful. And thanks again, Sherry KB, for letting me share. And thank you for your service and everybody for being here. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dorita P. And Sherry KB, we have time for about a 2.5 minute share, so please go ahead.
Thanks, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. And thanks so much for your service, Elaine, and everybody on the line, Team Thursday, and welcome newcomers. There is a solution. I mean, like, you know, the more I read this book, the more I appreciate it so much. I mean, right in front of me is standing a miracle that there is a solution for somebody like me, and that I cannot do it by myself. The first letter in the first sentence, which is this powerful sentence, is we. And for me, that means me and God, and it means you and me, because I can't do it without my higher power, and I can't do it without you. And I need, you know, I heard this a long time ago, and all of us just take things we hear from other people. And, you know, I heard somebody say, you know, me, I'm all alone. But you turn it up with the W, and I'm with God. I look up, I see God. I see the program. I see solutions. And to me, that's what this is about. And, you know, when I first came on the line and heard the word recovered, I'm like, oh, how dare they? How dare they say that? That's not true, but, you know. I just went into it, whatever. And now I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And, you know, for me, recovered means that God has removed the mental obsession. I have not. I've gone through the steps. I've become recovered. I help others. That's what I believe in. You know, I believe in working with others, because without working with others, I can't do this program. I won't stay abstinent. But I also want to talk about the relationship with my higher power. If I'm not with my higher power, like I want to be abstinent, I need to want to be as much with my higher power as I want to be abstinent, because they go hand in hand. And without a relationship without my higher power, I won't stay abstinent. I've never stayed abstinent on my own without my higher power's help and without the solution. The solution is in the steps. The solution is for me and a higher power to have a really amazing relationship and continue on enlarging that relationship. And that I can stay recovered if I do this. And it does solve my compulsive eating problem by working the steps, living in the steps, and redoing the steps. And that's what I just learned recently, is that It's like a life is a three-legged stool of a compulsive overeater. I have to have balance. I've got to be able to be of service. I've got to be able to work the steps, and I got to be of service to others. And without all three of them, it doesn't work for me. And I pass. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you so much, Sherry KB, and all of these awesome, incredible shares. We'll now transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Dion R. please read a vision for you?
Yes, hi, Elaine. Yes, this is Dion R. Reading a vision for you. Excuse me, our book is meant to be suggestive only. I'm sorry. Okay, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And I'll pass.